Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. TGIF. I've been waiting for it. I do not own a copyright to any of the music that you hear playing in my background, but I've been needing it when I get up in the morning to head to work. I need that music in my life just to get me going on Friday mornings, just to get there and out. Guys, I didn't come home and get y'all home on a podcast last night because I was worked late last night, so I wasn't able to come on like I would like to. Sometimes I tell you guys, get out of there, get home, it'll be there tomorrow, and then guess what I get? Stuck last night at work. But that's okay. It's better for the soul. Do what you gotta do, right? Here you go. Let's get in your traffic. Strap on those seatbelts. Click it a ticket. It's the law. Let's get us a couple of groove sessions in this morning. Come on. Everybody dance. It's Friday. Vehicles, put a smile on your face and know that today is Friday. Some of you may have worked to work on Saturday, but it'll be all right. Get through it and get out of there today. Put a smile on your face. Don't even frown today. Smile through it all. Anyways, let me jump right into it. I hope your commute is going well this morning. It's 7:42. I'm in your drive time. Let me tell you guys something. My son, I have been trying to work out with him because, you know, he has jumper knee and he plays basketball. So I've been trying to work out with him, which I've been doing good. I know last, you know, couple seasons, you guys know that I said it was quarantine thick and I've been trying to knock some weight off of me and I've been doing pretty good. I got a ways to go still, but I've been doing good. I'm doing it slow. I'm not doing it for challenging moments for anybody. I'm doing it for me. So guess what? When you see me, okay? Period. But I'm doing it for me. So to make me feel good, to make me strong, make me be here longer with my kids, you know? So anyway, he's been having me do these stretches, like, you sit in this chair, right? And you turn your leg, your foot inward, and then you lift like you're picking up something, but you do it slow, you don't do it fast. So last night, I was like, I could do this. This ain't no biggie. I can knock this out, right? So he wanted to do like 15, you know, reps of it. And three times on both sides, both legs. Now, you know, guys know me. I was in a wreck back in 2015. So my body is not the same as it used to be when it comes to doing certain things. But I do it anyways. I push through everything. Because that's how I want my kids to be. You know, don't let anything defeat you. Push through everything. So long story short, guys. So these exercises are like my first time ever even doing these exercises, right? And so I did these exercises, and I was like, you know, I got to do this first 15 reps. So the second rep, I was like, ooh. Now, when you do these, you think they're simple. My, like, oh, that's nothing. Oh, man, if you're weak, it hurts all the way up to the back of your butt cheek, up to the top of it. And it, all those muscles there, all those muscles, your glute muscles, everything, right? And then it hurts up to the muscles all the way up to your groin. So we're doing this second rep, and I'm doing good. We go to the third rep, and I'm telling you, I went down. I had that. You know, everybody knows at this age, when you're in your 40s, you start getting them Charlie horses. Don't play like you don't. You start getting these Charlie horses when you're in your 40s. Be kicking your butt. I ain't gonna say kick your butt, be kicking your ass. Them Charlie horses come on and you goes down. You can go from being the cutest woman in the world to the sexiest, hottest guy, excuse me, in the world. Sorry, guys, I got a lot of work texts coming in already this morning because it's Friday. But you could be the hottest thing in the world, the handsomest guy in the world. But you get them Charlie horses, baby, it will make the strongest man look like a bitch. I'm going to say it just like that. I got this Charlie horse in the inner part of my thigh last night. And when I say I got this Charlie horse in the inner thigh, part of my thigh last night, I'm telling you guys, my sister went down, down, down. And I didn't want to show my son because I always try to be tough, you know, for my kids, let my kids know, mom's tough, mom can get through anything, you know what I'm saying? And it's, but I do let them see my weak sides every now and then, but it's very rare. That's very rare. And then even then, they only see it very long. But man, I got that Charlie horse last night. Must have grabbed a hold of my thigh last night. Baby, when I say I went D-O-W-N. So my son was like, he moved on to his next exercise, which I was like, thank you, Jesus, because I did not want to sit up and keep hurting and just like, oh, you know, right in front of him. But I was going down. I had to grab it. Well, that thing came so quick. I had to grab my thigh, hold on to that cramp. It's almost like me and that cramp got into a small fight. I must have grabbed that cramp like, you better hold on. You better hold on. Hold up. Hold up. I grabbed my thigh. I was just like, My son's like, mom, you okay? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, baby. I'm fine. I'm all right. You know? I was like, no, you go on to your next exercise. Go on now. And he kept standing there. He said, mom, you sure? I said, go on now. You know, I got an attitude at this point because that cramp just won't give up. And me holding it wasn't working. It was me needing to get out of that position for it to stop hurting like it was hurting. So my son, I just snapped at him. I just snapped. I said, go on and do your next exercise now. Go on and do it next time. Carry on now. You got that. Because that thigh. I had a Charlie horse cramp up in it so tough. I couldn't breathe at that point. As soon as he walked off, he takes off on his little next one, turns his back. Boy, I just fell out on that ground on my back. It was like, Lord, thank goodness. And he's like, mommy, you want to do any more of those reps? Oh, no, not today. I'm good on those. I think I worked myself out. The two reps is good enough. Excuse me. Them two reps was good enough. Let me tell you what. That cramp in the 40s is totally different. It hits different. Them Charlie horses and them cramps in your 40s, they hit different. You know, I used to get this little Charlie horse, you know, a little quick one. I'd be like, ooh, we could burn to that. Oh, that, what was that? You know, back then, 20s, 30s, you know, what was that? Ooh. But in the 40s, I promise you, them cramps come to whoop your ass. I'm just going to say it just like that. They come to literally whoop you. Whoop you. And this is one fight you're not going to win. Charlie horses is one fight. You're not gonna win. You can give it up. You could be the baddest scrapper in this whole United States and thank you the toughest scrapper. You're not gonna win. You're not fit to win. Mm-mm. No, you're not gonna win. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. You're not gonna win. Alright, guys. I gotta head to work. It's 7:48. I hope you have a splendid day at work. Splendid, splendid day at work. Get in and out of there. Do what you need to do. I'm going to work on this little leg today because I'm going to tell you that cramp got a sore. And I'm going to slide through this day. I'm going to get in there and get out. And you do the same because it is TGIF. And you don't have to worry about nothing else. So enjoy your day at work. Get out of there and don't even worry about anything today. Everybody knows that you could do the job. So people will harass you sometimes and make you look like you can't. But remember, they hired you, didn't they? Just as simple as that. Don't let nobody take your sunshine away from you. Until next time, guys. A little bit of OJ's in your life before you go. I love music. I do not own the copyrights to this music. One more time. Hear that? Music is the healing voice of the world. I love music by the OJ's. Love that song. Anyways, guys, I'm out of here. I gotta get to work just like you gotta get to work. Until next time, sincerely, I am Amen.